give me a new heart. This is a cathartic moment. This is a watershed moment for somebody in this place. I will not speak much about you. I will speak about me. Because right there where you are, you may be okay. But for me, where I am right now, I need a new heart. I need a new heart. I need a new heart. Lord, give me a new heart. That is my message this afternoon. That is my prayer this afternoon. If you do not need a new heart, I will be asking you to pray for me because I need a new heart. I need to be taken into surgery this afternoon. I need to be put down in the presence of the Most High God. I need a new heart. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I need a new heart, Lord. I need an operation this afternoon. I am tired of the old. I need something new, Lord. I need a touch. I need a touch from you, King of Kings. I am tired of walking left, center, and right. I am tired of walking as a I am tired of doing what pleases me. What pleases me, Lord. I am tired, Lord. I need a new heart. I need a new heart, Lord. I need a new touch, my Father. I need, create in me, Lord. Let there be a creative miracle, my God. Let there be a creative miracle in my life, my Father. Create a new heart. A new heart. A new heart. A new heart. He's not talking about my hair. He's talking about my heart. He's not talking about my hand. He's talking about my heart. I know that in this place there's somebody who's like me. There's somebody in this place who's like me. So join me today as we enter the operating theater. Jesus. 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 What is a heart? The heart is not this one. I'm not talking about this heart that gets high blood pressure. No. I'm talking about another heart. The heart I'm talking about is one's inner self. The inward parts of myself. The most secret part of a person. The conscience, the soul. I need something new. I am tired of the old. The Lord has asked us this month to go before the Lord in a special way. Those who need a new heart, those who feel that they need a new heart, in a special way, to ask for something new. To ask for a new heart, a creative miracle. A creative miracle. I am tired of the way I speak, of the way I react, of the way I act. I am tired. I am tired of the show. I am tired of the show. Jesus spoke about the Pharisees and says that they know how to whitewash tombs. You know a tomb? What does a tomb contain? A tomb contains dead things, period. There's no life in the tomb. And the Pharisees were good at whitewashing the tombs. And you know what? I have been whitewashing this tomb. But enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 and says in the NIV, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to be here all perennially. There is a time when we must meet God. That day is coming. There is a day that is called the day of the Lord. Will you see the Lord? Will I see the Lord? That is the big question. It does not matter what car I drive. It doesn't matter what house I live in. It doesn't matter what job I have, what business I have. That is irrelevant on that very day. Today, I want us to put all that aside. All that aside. Lord, I want a blessing. Lord, those blessings, put them aside. Put them aside. Because I told you, there's somebody who died today who had everything that you want. They had it. They had money. Money. Money that can buy all my relatives. They had it on the account. But it did not give them life today. And you know what? They are before. I do not want to appear before the Lord and not see him. Pure. Blessed are those whose thoughts, whose thoughts are pure. That's the NIV. Whose thoughts are pure. No, this is the New Century, sorry. The New Century version. The blessed are those whose thoughts are pure. What are your thoughts? What kind of thoughts are you harboring? Or have you been harboring lately? What kind of thoughts? The Message says, you are blessed when you get your inside world, your mind, and heart put right. You are blessed when you have all that lined up and put it right. Then you can see God in the outside world. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get many amens this afternoon. It's okay. So if you don't say amen, I will say amen to myself, because you know what? I may be talking about me. I may be in the wrong place talking about me. But you know what? You just listen to me. Let's listen to me speaking about me. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 15, he is accosted by Pharisees. These Pharisees are concerned about the outside, about the outside appearance. You know, we read in the Bible that, you know, the prophet Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint for God a king. And according to him, he thought that the sons of the big sons of Jesse were the ones who are going to become the kings. But the Bible tells us that, you know, God began to speak to him and says, you know, the problem with you, Prophet Samuel, is you are looking at on the outside. And on the outside, we are cool and collected. No. Let me say this. On the outside, I'm cool and collected, because I'm cool and collected. But on the inside, that's not what I am. That's not what I have been. And I refuse that today. Amen. He says, you look on the outside, but I look on the inside. So Jesus Christ is accosted by these guys in Matthew chapter 15, verse 1. Then some disciples, some Pharisees and teachers of the law who came to Jesus from Jerusalem, came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked him, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? Mm-hmm. Which traditions are those? They don't wash their hands before they eat. Yesterday we were talking with some friends about that. People who do not wash their hands. Some of you are unlucky because you grew up in towns, but some of us had a chance of growing up in the villages. And you know, there were so many neighbors, of course, who were in shortage, who were in lack. And there are these kids who knew how to time when mommy is about to serve. These guys, they had a foodometer. Timex foodometer. They would time the moment that, you know, the food is off, they are there. You just see them coming. Somehow they appear. And you are saying, where did these guys come from? And mommy is saying, oh, come. For, because she was, you know, she's a mother. And we used to say, you know what? Whenever they have cooked meat, be careful. Eat the meat first. Because you never know who is coming. When they come, they may say, okay, let us share the meat with these guys. Uh-huh. So whenever the meat is served, by the time mommy looks this way, the meat, what? Where, did you actually eat that? Yeah, it's already gone. And there was this guy, not in our home, but somewhere else. This guy lived across the valley, on the other side of the mountain, of the hill. So he came down the valley and found these people about to eat. And oh, come and eat, young man! And this guy just dove straight into the food with his hands, bah! And they asked him, "You did not wash your hands?" He said, "No. I washed in the valley when I was coming." In the valley, there was water. So according to him, he washed in the valley before he came. So maybe these disciples of Christ were like that. So the Pharisees are concerned
about the hands, that on the outside. Jesus replied, verse 3, and why do you break the command of God and for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Jesus Christ is challenging them on the inside. For them, they are concerned on the outside. He's challenging them on the inside. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you may otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God, he is not to honor his father with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. They nullified the word of God for the sake of their tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts, their inner beings, their conscience is far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. Jesus continues to say, he called the crowd to him and said, listen, understand. Listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean. It is not what gets into your mouth that makes you unclean. Why? Because he says, but what comes out of his mouth is what makes him unclean. And what is the reason? The reason is, he says, yeah. Then the disciples came to him and asked, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? And Jesus Christ replied, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled out from the roots. Leave them, they are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. Peter said, explain this parable to me. He says, are you so still dull? Jesus asked them, don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? That is why you have that little room in your house. If there's anybody who does not have that little room where you cannot send any other person, there are places you can send other people, but in that room you can't send any other person. It's only you who must go there. Why? Because what you put in, once you get out, the body has taken its nutrients. It must get out. You know what I'm talking about? You are adults in this place. But the things that come out of the mouth come from where? From the heart. They come from where? From the heart. They come from the heart. And these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come what? Number one, evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. If all the thoughts you have ever thought were to be paraded and put on that screen, you would never come back here. Ever. If they were put there and they said, these are coming from Reuben, I will never stand here again. Thank God he hid that heart. But today we are, like my son was saying, want to be real. Want to be true to him, to ourselves and to him, and put it down and say, Lord, do something new in our hearts. He says, number one, evil thoughts. The thoughts that say, okay, wow, brother, I thank you, I bless you. And the moment he turns his back on you, I wish he could die. Look at him. Backbiting, backstabbing. Let me tell you, all of us are guilty of that. If you're not guilty of that, I need your hand up. Established. We are all guilty here. Backstabbing. Evil what? Thoughts. That doesn't leave me alone in the dark. So I have company in this place, yeah? I have some company in this place. Murder. You do not murder when you stab somebody. You murder when you think evil thoughts. Murder. Jesus Christ said it. Murder. We kill. You know how many times you've murdered? Murdered my stepmother. Murdered my... If there was an arrest warrant this afternoon, most of us would be guilty today. I guarantee that. Adultery. You do not commit adultery by doing this. You commit by thinking. You know how many of us are guilty of that? Today, we must put it on the altar. I must put me as the living sacrifice on the altar. Sexual immorality. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Theft. False testimony. Slander. All these are coming from where? Inside. Makeup. Good hairstyle. Fancy suit. But inside. Whitewashing. But on the inside, I am finished. But today, I have come to the Almighty God. And I want to leave it here. That's why I said today is a cathartic moment. It's a time to change. It's a time to turn around. It's a turnaround time. It's an opportunity that we cannot miss. It's a day that marks a new beginning in my life. I don't know about you. These are what make a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. This is Jesus Christ himself teaching. Jeremiah speaks about the heart and says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is more deceitful than any and than all else and is desperately sick. That's why we need that doctor today who can understand it. The only one who can understand it is the one who made it. And that's why today we are taking it back to him. If there is a problem with the Honda cars, guess what? There will be a recall from Honda. Because the Honda guys are the ones who understand it. The recall cannot come from Mercedes-Benz. No. It has got to come from Honda. Because Honda is the one that made the car. So today, there is a recall of hearts. The Lord wants them today. They are defective. They are sick. Ezekiel spoke about the heart as well. He says, and I will give you a new heart. This is God saying, and I will do what? I will give you a what? There are hearts in the heavens. There are hearts where in the manufacturer's warehouse. There are hearts this afternoon. I am not leaving this place without a new heart. And I will put a new what? A new spirit in you. I will give you a new heart and give you a new spirit. How many want a new spirit this afternoon? May you go with a new heart this afternoon. May you have a new spirit in you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. How will he do that? He will do that after doing something. I will take out. Take out.
Hallelujah.
Your stony heart. Your stony and stubborn heart. My heart has been stony. My heart has been stubborn. And give you a tender, responsive heart. When you talk about a heart, when a stony heart takes me back to the parable of the sower.
Yeah.
The types of soils. In this place, there are different types of soils. I don't know which one you are. He spoke about the one on the wayside. When the sower spread the seeds, some fell on the what? On the wayside. What happened? They were trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. These are the people who hear the message and do not understand it. It's my prayer that this afternoon, you are not only hearing, but you are also understanding. Hallelujah. Then he talked about the ones on the rock, the stony heart. The stony one, as soon as they sprang up, they withered away because they lacked moisture. They lacked moisture. They were shallow soil. They had no root. He talks about the one in the thorns. He talks about good soil. This afternoon, we want to become good soil. I am tired of being a stony heart. Stony hearts speak of unchanged hearts. Unchanged hearts. It has been proven that sermons do not change hearts. Sermons, they don't. If sermons were changing hearts, me who was preaching them, I would already be changed. Later on, the other one who's hearing. So that means I need a special touch. Sermons are good. I'm not discounting them. Listen, I'm not discounting them. But we need to hear with another ear. That's why he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, is communicating to us. If, you know, we have heard sermons, guys. We have heard sermons. Sermons upon sermons. Every Sunday we hear sermons, but we still have that hatred. Is there somebody in this place like me? You still hate sisters, the other sister. You just wish them to die. When you hear that they have been blessed, you just feel bad. Slander, like we have just said. Evil thoughts. After a sermon, doesn't matter who's preaching, whether it is T.D. Jakes, whether it is Benny Hinn, we need a touch from the man himself this afternoon. It is a choice that we make. We make a quality choice. Today I make a choice. I want to turn around. I want to turn around. Ephesians 4:22 to 24. It says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. To do what? To put off. How many of you were dressed today? Somebody came and except these young ones here. You know, oh Lord, I want to put on the other suit, but I wish somebody could come and help me and put it on me. Is there anybody who helped you put on that suit? You did what? You went into the closet. You did, what do they call it? You just, which one do I put on today? Pulled it out. Put it on yourself. Now, some of us always think that, you know, we are always waiting for somebody, some miraculous happening to come and put off the old man for us. To put, you will be waiting for a long time. So he said in Ephesians chapter 4, 22, that's where we are, guys. We have already left Ezekiel a long time ago. Ephesians 4:22. There you are. You are confusing me, guys. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self. There's somebody called your old self. Did you hear that? Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. The old man. Mm-hmm. Go on. 23 is coming? Yeah, there you are. To be made new in the attitude of your minds. To be made what? New in the attitude of your minds. In other words, the old man should be put away and never come back. As a matter of fact, he should be killed. That is the only time God permits you to kill. Kill him. Put him off. And today I am putting off that old man. There is an old man that I'm killing today. Mm-hmm. Verse 24. And do what? Is it me only saying that? What does it say? That you put on. Again, you put off the other one, and then you put on a new self, which is a new heart, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are supposed to put on this afternoon. But you know what? There is a problem. The problem is that the old man keeps creeping up. Why? Because he was never dealt with. I have found that he keeps coming up. He keeps coming up. He keeps coming up. He keeps coming up. Imagine this. How many of you have ever seen a boxing match? Somebody wants to come and box with me here today? I can take you out in just a moment. Have you ever seen a boxing match? Old man in the blue corner. New man in the red corner. Kling, kling, kling. Box. The question for you and me today, who would win? And who will win? Is it the old man or is it the new man? Before I came here, the old man would win. The old man would win. I'm not going to ask you guys to tell me who would win, because you know what? He would tell me lies. But the truth is that the old man would have won. Old anger. Did you see how he crossed me? You are driving this car. Did you see how he crossed? At your place of work, they know you. You don't joke with that sister. You don't joke with her. In the church, we see you doing, my God is good. Nobody crosses your path. Because the old man is still alive and well. You have been feeding him. The one who is going to win in this boxing ring is the one whom I have been feeding. If I've been feeding the old man, he's bound to hit the new man. If I've been feeding him, doesn't matter who's preaching, like I said. Doesn't matter which sermon I'm listening to. As long as I keep on feeding the old man, I am suffocating the new man. He doesn't have a chance. But this afternoon, I want you to join me as I put this old man to death. To death. To death. Some of us still have the thirst for alcohol. Intoxicating drinks. The old man. Some of us still have the thirst for clubbing. The old man. The old man has never died. But today, somebody say today. Yeah. Say it like you mean it. Today, yeah. He must die. He must die. In this boxing match, the new man must win. The new man, you don't know. You don't know what I'm talking about. The old man has been reigning. I can smell him in this place. I can smell him. But we are going to put him together in where he belongs, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30 to 32. This is what we are going to be doing. This is what we are going to be doing. Number one, in order to deal with the old man, you've got to acknowledge that the old man is alive and well. You've got to acknowledge that. You've got to be true to yourself. You've got to be brutal to yourself. Stop deceiving yourself. I don't want to deceive you anymore. I am true to myself this afternoon. I don't want to deceive you anymore. Tell your neighbor, that guy up there, say it, I gave you permission, that guy up there does not want to deceive you anymore. He is true to himself today. What about you? Go ahead and ask him, what about you? Yeah. I don't care whether he's the one who gave you a lift in this place. Or is your husband or wife. Don't worry. When he stones you, come to me. We'll sort him out. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge that I am this. This has been me. Acknowledge it. Hallelujah. The amens are not there, but you will say amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. Hey. Amen. I'm not speaking to chairs. Admit it. That I am weak. Pastor Dre said this morning, we have got weaknesses. As God was speaking, those churches in Revelation, every church had a weakness. And she said it quite well. We are the church. We are the temple. You and I are the temple. Not this building. No. This is just brick and mortar. But you and I are the temple. Every temple in this place has a weakness, whether you want it or not. It doesn't matter which makeup you have on. It doesn't matter whether the mascara has come from here to there. It doesn't matter whether the suit was made in Italy or wherever. You have a weakness. It does not matter on which side of the microphone I may be. I have a weakness, and I must deal with it. Ezekiel 18:30. What does he say? Do what? Do what? We are going to read this word like never. We have never seen it. Do what? Repent. He's saying, Reuben, you must repent. And do what? Turn away from all your offenses. Then sin will not be your downfall. God have mercy on me. There's this Bible which says, oh, let's continue. Next verse. Read yourselves. He does not. It's not saying that, oh, the angel will come from heaven and read. No. You and me have got to do what? To rid ourselves of all the offenses or all the sins we have committed. I have got to rid them of me today. Today. And get a what? A new heart. And a new spirit. I have got to get rid of them today. Me. There will not be any angel coming in here if you think there's one. No. It is you and I to deal with this thing that keeps coming every month, this thing that keeps coming every October, this thing that keeps coming when Sister So-and-so is around, when Brother So-and-so, this thing, I have got to rid it off me, not any other person. Me, moi. The New Century Version says, change your hearts and stop all your sinning. Today, I want to change my heart and stop not some, but all the sinning. So sin will not bring me to ruin. Lord, have mercy. Get rid of all your sins you have done. Everything that I've ever done today, I leave it here. I don't know about you. I said I'm not talking about you, You look so sanctimonious there, and you know, I will talk about more. The message says, turn your backs on your rebellious living so that sin won't drag you down. Clean house. Somebody say, clean house. Today, Lord, clean this house. Lord, sweep every nook and corner of this house. Every in my mind, clean every thought. Clean, Lord. Clean me, Lord. Clean. Let there be a cleansing. No more rebellions, he says, please. And he says, get a new heart. The message. We don't have the message there. We don't. Okay, I will get it soon. Get a new heart. Get a new spirit. It does what? Get it. It is here today. Get it. You can't leave it. It is where? Here. Get it today. Let a new you leave this room today. Let your husband testify about how you have changed. Oh, God. She has cooked food. And you come in just because of just one word, you don't want to eat the food anymore. Get a new heart. I'm about to finish. Don't worry. I'm about to get somebody saying, when is he finishing? I'm about to finish. What is to repent? This month, we'll be repenting, and today, we are going to be repenting, all of us. How many of us? All of us. To repent is to be sorry. To express sincere regret and remorse with the intent of turning back. That is the only, you know, time that, only occasion that you are given the right to make a U-turn. Don't make a U-turn on the M25 because you will cause commotion. But on the highway of God, you are allowed to make a what? A U-turn. If you are driving in the wrong direction, please. If you are like me, you are headed for disaster, turn back. Turn back. I want to turn back today. I want to turn back today. 1 John 1:8. What does he say? You've got to repent. To repent, you have got to acknowledge that you have sinned. That you have fallen short of the glory. That's what the Bible says. All of us have done what? Romans 3:23 says, for all, not some. For how many? All. All. Does all include you? Yes. Does it include me? Yes. For all have done what? Have sinned and have fallen short of the glory. There is a mark called the glory which we have all fallen short of. That's why today we need to go back and say, Lord, help us. Let us make it. First John 1, 8 to 10. If we claim to be without sin, just like I'm already sensing some of us are saying, you know, there's this lady who after the pastor had preached, just like I'm preaching today, they came to the pastor and says, Pastor, thank you so very much. Today the message drew close to home. And she said, what do you mean? I said, this message was for my neighbor. I wish she was here. This message is not for your neighbor. This message is for that person sat in your chair. Do not begin to say, I wish Sister So was here today. No, she was not here today because she was not supposed to hear this. It is you. Amen. For he says, if we claim to be without sin, we do not deceive God. We deceive who? Ourselves. And the truth is not in us. So today I want to be true to me. My son said it quite well there as he was worshiping. Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, be true to yourself. God has given, you know, when you read in 2 Timothy, I forget where it is. Should be 2 Peter, I think. 2 Peter. He says that God has delayed his coming back. You know why he has delayed his coming back? Some people say, you know, this business of God coming back is just a fallacy. No, no, it's not. God is delaying his coming back, according to 2 Peter 3, so that we may repent. So that we may do what? May repent. He has delayed his coming back because he does not want us to perish. And this is the moment. So if we say, you know, where are we? Let's go back to, yeah. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Next verse. If we do what? If, however, we confess them. If, however, we do what? We confess them. So today we are going to be close. We are going to look closer. We're not going to be like that lady who said the message was for her neighbor. No, 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 no. We are going to take a hard look in this mirror. A hard look in this mirror. Most probably, you will find that there is either a log in your eye or a few specks in your eye. And now is the hour to deal with them. Because we are good at identifying what is in the other person's eye. That one, we have got a doctorate on that. We are professors at that. But today we want to turn the searchlight onto ourselves, look hard in the mirror. Please, take a good look. Take a look again. I beseech you, look again in that mirror. Look again. If you find anything, that's what he's saying. If you find anything, if you confess it, he is what? He is faithful and just and will do what? He will forgive you your sins and the purity and purify us from not some, but all unrighteousness. He is ready to do that. Verse 10, what does verse 10 say? If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a what? A liar. And his word has no place in our lives. You know what? I do not want. The Bible says, let every man do what? Be a liar and God be true. Amen. Amen. Let us be sincere with ourselves, not be filled with self-conceit. That's why we are going to be crying for a new heart. As he said in Ezekiel 36, 26, I will give you a what? A new heart. Now, this is what I want you to do. You're going to find a place in this room, whether it's at the altar here, whether it's where you are going to kneel down. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what? Kneel down. And we are going to repent this very afternoon. I'm not going to ask you to say your sin in this microphone. You are going to go before God. Look for a corner. If you want to come to the pulpit here, come. Now is the time to put things right. Every one of us, every one of us, every one of us, except that you are nursing or whatever, just hit the floor. Hit the floor. Hit the floor. If you want to come to the altar, it's okay. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. We are going to be killing this old man. We are going to be killing this old man. We are going to be putting him where he deserves to be. In the name of Jesus. 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 Begin to speak to the Lord. 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 Rebo shikarabababa. Rebo shekeriande rebo koriarabasha. Rabasekeriyanda rabakoriya rabasakaraba. Riyarama senderebe kariyaraba sutaraba kariyanda. Rebo sekeriyaraba senderebe kariyarabasa. Rebo sekeriyaraba senderebe kariyarabasa mama. Zekeriyanda rabakoriya rabasandaraba. Father, I have sinned against you alone. Only you have I sinned, Lord. I come before you, Lord of glory. This afternoon, my God, pouring my everything before you, Lord. Pouring my heart before you, King of Kings. Father, I am sorry, Lord. I am sorry for all that I have done, my God. I am sorry for I have let you down, my Father. I am sorry, my God. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. Rasakariyanderebo sikarabanderebo sekeriyaraba. Forgive me, O Lord. Forgive me, O Father. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, Lord. According to your great compassion, Lord. Blot out my transgression, my Father. Wash away all my iniquity, Lord. And cleanse me from my sin, O Father, Lord. For I have known my transgressions, my Father. And my sin is always before me, Lord. Against you, Lord. On you only have I sinned, my God. And I've done what is evil in your sight, my God. So that you are proved right, Lord. When you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, my God. Oh, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, Lord. Surely you desire truth in my inner parts, my God. You teach me, oh Father, you miss wisdom, oh Father, in the inner parts, my Father. Cleanse me, oh Father, Lord, with hyssop, my Lord, and I will be clean, my Father. You said in your word that although my sins are as red as crimson, my Father, you said when I come back to you, Lord, in truth, oh Father, Lord, you will wash me as clean as snow, my God. Wash us clean this afternoon, oh Father, Lord. Oh, Rabasamda Rabababa, let your joy and gladness, oh Father, Lord, let them, oh Father, Lord, be homes, oh Father, Lord, my God, my life, my God of glory. Ah, create in me a clean heart, my Father. Create in me a clean heart, oh Lord. Create in me and renew a steadfast spirit in me, my Father. A new heart, Lord. A new heart, Lord. A new heart. Give me a new heart and put a new spirit in me, Lord. A new spirit in me, Father. A new light, that a new light may be infused in me, Lord. A new will in me, Lord. Fill me with new purposes, my Father. Fill me with new resolutions, my Father. Oh, with new affections, my God. Fill me afresh, my God. Let new desires be formed in me, Lord. Make me a new man, Lord. Make me a new creation, Lord. Do this according to your rich grace, my Father. According to your abundant mercy, Lord. According to your great heart, my Father. Take away the stony heart of flesh. This is the heart hardened by sin and conformed in it, Lord. This destitute of spiritual life and motion, senseless and stupid, stubborn and inflexible. Oh, my God, take away this kind of heart. Take away this kind of heart, my Father. Give me a new heart, one that is flexible to your commands, one that is overflowing with love and reverence for you, Lord. King of kings, give me a new heart, 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 according to your loving kindness, my God. According to your loving kindness, Father. According to your loving kindness, Father. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Father, do not allow us to fall into the hands of men, my God. For men are merciless, my Father. But once we fall in your hands, my God, you are full of mercies, Lord. Tender mercies, my Father. Overflowing mercies, Lord. Give us new hearts today, my God. Lord, please give us a new heart. Give me a new heart, my God. Give me a new heart, Father. That I may function in a new form. That I may walk in a new form. That I may talk in a new form. That I may react in a new form. Father, give me a new heart. I am tired of the old, my God. I am tired, Lord. I am tired. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Father. Blot away my transgressions, my God. Take away all my filthiness, oh, Father, Lord. Give me another chance, Lord. Give me another chance, my Father. Give me another chance, Lord. Give me another chance, mercy, Lord. Rasikarabasandebekosatayaba. Father, I have blown it, Lord. I've messed up, oh, Father, Lord. But because I'm still alive, Father, I'm praying for another chance, Lord. I come back to you, Lord, just like the prodigal son, my Father. I come back to my senses, my Father. I have blown it all away, Lord. But, Father, grant me another chance, Lord. Another chance, my Father. Another chance, Lord. Another chance, my Father. Another chance, Lord. Give me another chance, Lord.